We arrived on scene roughly about 1:50 this morning. Paige went out at 1:45 or so. When we pulled up to the old high school here in Orleans, it was fully engulfed, running in the roof line area. It had been in a collapsed state for over a year, and we had to just kind of do a defensive attack. We mutilated in Stanford and Alma fire departments to help with us. We had to shut down Highway 136 that comes through Orleans, and it was pretty much, like I said, the fire was in the roof line, and it was very hard to get it knocked down. So it took us several hours to get it back under control, but it is still got some hot spots still here at 4 o'clock that we're monitoring throughout the rest of the evening, and hopefully we don't have to do much more with it. So,
What's keeping it hot? Just so much fuel in there, basically.
yeah, a lot of that roof collapsed down on the second story floor. So there's a lot of debris. There is a lot of, I guess, old desks and things still in that building. I don't know how old, they are. The building was built in 19, believe 26 is what it says on the building. But yeah, we do have a lot of debris still in there.
Obviously, building's a total loss since it was.
Yeah, it pretty well gutted it out.
Okay.
It's all standing pretty much. It had an old gymnasium in there. We found that the gymnasium side of it, which would be the west side of that building,
Yes.
it pretty much gutted it.
Do we have any idea what might have started it yet, or?
Yeah, we're still undetermined.
Okay.
Fire marshal's still involved in it,
Okay.
so.